Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself, on January the 7th. Yes, that's right. We're live tonight. Happy New Year. I am the Hot Rod. On the phone lines, I have the one, the only. Yes, he was there yesterday in D.C. He's waving his flag. Loud and proud, Trump, let's go Trump. He was pushing the barricades, running the muscle.
No.
He was that black.
I won't even let you finish that intro. It is Sean Black.
What?
In the building once again. Happy New Year to everybody. Oh, yeah. I hope we all thought that 2020 was such a slog of a year. As you told me, Hot Rod, 2020 just put down and said, hold my beer. Here comes 2021, and it just picked up where 2020 left off. Good God.
Well, I do admit, you told me 2021. I'm like, yes, everybody can't wait to get rid of 2020, you know, but some of the problems of 2020 were carrying over to 2021. So, once again, 2021 till 2020, have a seat, hold my beer, I pick up where you left off. That's literally what just happened. You know, and the crazy part is, before we get started, it's not only a full week. This is the seventh day. So all the thing that's happened, it is not even a full week. Think about that.
Yeah.
We're just getting started. So like, we have, what, 358 days to go, give or take, something like that?
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen? Oh, God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're living underneath a rock, as we always say, it was pandemonium. Craziness. Chaos. Well, let's be honest, Sean Black. It was nice, peaceful demonstration, protest happening in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Hills building. Let's be honest. You know, nothing major happened.
You actually said that with a straight face.
Yes, I did. Because I'm sober.
Well, that would explain it.
Yeah. Well, no, all too honestly, is something I'm not surprised. It did not shock me. I'm like, go ahead. I saw this coming. We all saw this coming, give or take. Trump led his march. He said, go to the building. Go do your thing. Make some noise. Raise hell. And while he sat back and watched, his followers, his Trumpism, the new party, not really the Republican Party, I believe, anymore. It's the Trump Party. The Trumpism. You know. Well, even though there are some Republicans that are Trump fans, not all Republicans have a crazy mindset of Trump, I think. Well, not anymore. Well, as we get into that later on, Sean Black, I know you have a lot to say. What is your takeaway? And at the same time, were you surprised by any of this? And what do you foresee coming? That's coming in the next couple of days. Do you see the Congress using the 25th
Amendment?
25th Amendment of getting Trump out of office within the next 12 days.
Well, let's talk about a story that has a million layers to it. But first, I have to actually try to decompress what my eyes saw yesterday. We are old enough to know we have experienced in our lifetime some crazy stuff in the news. We've lived through 9/11. We lived through Desert Storm. We've lived through strikes, we've lived through hurricanes, we lived through a lot of things. I can honestly say an insurrection by quote-unquote American citizens waving flags, wrapping themselves in the cloak of America, and storming the Capitol during a day when President-elect Biden was having, we're going to have votes brought in to certify those Electoral College votes that would make him officially the president of the next president of the United States come January 20. I didn't expect to see as fast of a stormtrooper type raid on the Capitol lawn. I did not expect to see as much chaos as I saw as fast as it happened. But did I expect it to happen? Am I surprised that something like this happened? Not in a million years. I saw this coming at some point because the President of the United States earlier in that day literally told people at the rally that was there for them to, like you stated earlier, he told them, march down to the Capitol building. And, like the coward that he is, he pointed them in the way of the folks that were in the Capitol building. And what did he do? He got back in his limousine, that hermetically sealed limousine that keeps him away from gases and attacks and bullets and et cetera, and went back to the White House. While he riled and angered up a group, a mob, a literal mob of angry people that are force-fed this lie about this whole thing with the election, and they stormed the Capitol building, and they attacked with complete impunity, where they didn't give a damn whether anybody was in there, the vice president, any of the other people within the government that were conducting duties, that were conducting all of these things involved, their lives were on the line. Because we saw a lot of video of people, politicians, others being attacked, hiding under desks, being told to wear gas masks and cover up and turn off electronic devices so they wouldn't be found. Because the President of the United States literally took a taser to a hornet's nest, hit the hornet's nest, and told him to disperse. And this is what happens. You put a scorpion on the back of anything, it's going to sting you regardless.
Well, I disagree with you, but I understand your point, you know, how fast it happened. I'm not surprised how fast it happened. We all heard about this. You know, we knew he was going to be there. And his objective, the way he preached for the last 3-4 years, is hatred and go get him and this is not right. And he fed these people these lies. So, of course, he's going to go down there and march, you know. And like I told you yesterday, remember, he said these words. You know, when we did talk about this show, everybody talked about this. Everyone talked about this. Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. And
yes.
Once we heard that, we went crazy. Like, what do you mean by that? And we all knew what he meant by that, but we cannot believe that Trump actually said that in a debate. You know, like, wow.
How fast it was after he said that quote. It was literally about an hour after the debate was over that they took that phrase and put it on their website as their slogan and started printing up T-shirts and sending it off through their website and using that as a mantra for themselves. We as a nation, we know that the terrible soul and heart of this country was built literally on the backs, hard work, and soul of slavery, of oppression of black folks, of taking of land from Native Americans, and doing all kinds of unheard of things, disgusting, demeaning, soulless things to build this country to what the eyes of the people that came here wanted it to be. And for the last few decades, we have seen some kind of progress in the eyes of what African Americans and Latinos and Native Americans have wanted to see, a little bit of progress at a much slower pace, but a little bit of progress. What I saw yesterday was literally a giant middle finger to everyone else in this country, not in just what happened, but how it was handled, where you had literally thousands.
Isn't that what's more upsetting, how it was handled? I'm sorry to cut you off, then I have to go to Brother B after. I don't think we are upset. Most people are upset that they marched. It's how the situation was handled. People are more upset. I'm more upset about that. Go ahead, march.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy your building. Hey, be my guest. You know, we don't care, most black people. Or, wait a minute. Where's the tear gas? Where the rubber bullets? Where the fire the hose? You know, where's all that happening? But go ahead.
And I was exactly about to go ahead and bring that part of it. That was the reason why I was bringing the whole backbone of race and slavery, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to remind folks that looked at this in horror, and the horror that if you actually care about the condition of the country and the condition of what was going on, if you saw that and looked at this in horror, while the president of the United States literally sick a pack of angry people right at the Capitol building, when we saw the response of the police and of the federal government, et cetera, law enforcement that was supposed to be there, and you talk about or the lack thereof, I'm going to rewind it back to the summer when we were going through the George Floyd protests. We were going through the Breonna Taylor and the Black Lives Matter peaceful protests, where there were, of course, you had one or two or maybe a handful of things that happened that might have been incited. But overall, all of those protests, for the most part, were peaceful. This president decided to have the National Guard on speed dial, literally hitting gas canisters of tear gas at peaceful protesters so that he can actually go in front of a church and put up a pretty picture. He released, during the Black Lives Matter movement, 5,000 guardsmen, 1,600 police, 450 people arrested, over 450 people arrested during peaceful protests. Do you know what happened yesterday? 52 people were arrested after thousands of people bum-rushed the rotunda at the Capitol building. 15 of those cases of those arrests were because they broke curfew, because the mayor of D.C. put a curfew on from 6 p.m. until the next morning to try to quell the violence. We had 4 people killed in this whole thing. And this
Only four.
Exactly. And the other point that I'm going to make before I swing it back to you, and this is the question that is going to be on the minds of lots of people that have already been asked. Had this protest, quote unquote, and I'm not even going to call it a protest, I'm just going to call it what it is, it was an insurrection. Had this been a group of African Americans? Had this been a group of Latinos? Had this been a group of Muslims? We would not be talking about arrests. We would be talking about body bags. And that's exactly what is the whole idea behind people wondering why African Americans look at this and see there are two Americas going on. This is one of the reasons why.
All right. Well, we already know the answer to that. But I'll have Brother B go first, then Kingdom. Brother B, your takeaway of yesterday, and plus, once again, if this was a BLM, or like some say Muslim, or even Latino group, we know what the results be the same.
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All I can say is it's the end of the world as we know it. and I feel fine. Yo, man, this ain't our fight, so I don't really care. It's comical to me that of all the things that we've seen in 2020, all the divisiveness, death, you know, just this overall disparities of just, you know, things going on. You want to rush and basically invade the Capitol for what? I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, for what? Black Lives Matter.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Brother B. Excuse me. Brother B. And that, to your point, Brother B, that is the same question I asked my white coworker this morning. I told him, I just want to get your intake. What was the point of attacking the Capitol Hill and bum rushing? What they were trying to achieve from that point?
Well, okay. Well, I can just speak from one angle of it. To me, it was a lot of BS. So it's either this. Either it was staged, or most of those people in uniform were Proud Boys. It's either one of the two, or it could be both. But I'm telling you right now, from the angle that I work, those people in uniform were either Proud Boys, or it was staged, or it was both, because there's no way in the world that would have happened if it was like really happening, and only one person got shot.
Four people got shot.
I'm telling you right now. Huh?
Four people got shot and killed.
No, it was one person that was shot, and there was three people that had instances that led to their death. Like we think heart attacks or something along those lines. So.
Oh, okay. Oh. Honestly, I'm gonna be rude. I don't care. Too bad.
I'm be honest with you. As you already know what I do for a living, like I said, a federal facility, a government facility. There's certain buildings have certain levels, and that's above a level four. There's no way in the world.
But do you think it was a setup too?
I think it was both. I think it was both. I really think it was both, because you can't tell me, you really can't tell me in all honesty, like that was just something that just happened. There's no way in the world that something like that. All right, so how could you have all those people on standby for Black Lives Matter, but none of those people were there? All the forces that they have for Black Lives Matter and these so-called Antifa people, they were there and they were ready to rock and roll. Now all of a sudden, there was no one dispatched.
We have people in the building. You have people in the building. Senator,
and
councilman, in the building.
And from what I know, when a situation like that, deadly force is authorized.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Only four people got hurt, well, died.
Listen, man, I told you it's either one or the other. Or it's probably
okay.
Both.
Kato, your takeaway from this.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yesterday, what I saw in America, this right here, what I saw was a sore loser, and I'm saying it bluntly, sore loser. You know, when you have something on fire and you want the flames to go up higher, what's the first thing you do? You pour gasoline on the fire, and what happens? The fire rises. That's exactly what happened yesterday. Donald Trump already fired up his brand 4 years ago. Donald Trump, even before this election, was like, if I lose this election, I am going to cause havoc. He didn't say that directly, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here he is. He lost an election. Even during the debates, he told the Proud Boys to stand by and be ready. Now, you go ahead. Not only do you not concede the election, that you look.
He still hasn't done. He still has not done that.
He hasn't done that, and he's not going to. Instead, he goes ahead and holds a rally. Both Donald Trump Sr. and Jr. were there yesterday in that rally. Where he told
you also forgot about Rudy Giuliani, who was there, yep.
Giuliani
literally said, why don't we settle this in combat?
These were his exact words. In combat.
Let's settle this with combat.
So what he did yesterday, he did. This was war. This was an absolute war. And like cowards, they got into their limo and drove to their tent. And there's a video that just surfaced that I watched today of Donald Trump Jr. partying with his father. Rudolph Giuliani was there as well. They're watching the events that happened at the U.S. Capitol and enjoying it. They were enjoying this. And yesterday, as those terrorists invaded the Capitol, notice, where were the police? There was less police. But when Black Lives Matter was leading a peaceful march, you saw the military there. You saw military police all camouflaged.
Oh.
They're wearing masks. They're wearing gas masks. They're standing in riot gear. But notice, where were the law enforcement? What happened to the law enforcement
yesterday?
Because,
like Brother B said, they are part of the setup. They were part
of the thing. Exactly. They were part
of it. The cops let them open the barricade. Let them in. Go right ahead, guys.
And guess what? I saw them taking pictures with police officers inside the rotunda.
K-Dog, you think about this. What was that question? Where were the police? A lot of them were out of uniform. Out of uniform, they were the protest.
Yeah,
they didn't come to work that day.
I'm not going to call that protesters because you know what it is? Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Now, Brother B, you'll agree with this. Everyone will agree with this. Now, when the Black Lives Matter protesters were marching, peacefully, they weren't causing any problems. Look at them. They're thugs. They're troublemakers. They're coming in there. They're rioters. Now, who are the rioters and the thugs?
I know a few people. I know a few people that said that those were Black Lives Matter and Antifa people.
Were all those white people,
the same Republicans that were actually there that initially were opening their mouths and trying to do everything that they can to dispute
the electoral vote count.
And they were using this platform to open their mouths and say the same garbage. But
two things happened yesterday. Their own plans backfired on them because when they came in, when they were denounced, when they said, oh, we object, next thing you know, they have to evacuate, like, oh my goodness, what's going on? They were running for their lives because guess what? They came in there, they were like, even one of the protesters, when they came into the rotunda and they heard them saying, excuse the phrase, where the fuck are they? That's what they were asking, where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
My question is,
how is this Biden's fault? As they came,
it's not Biden's fault. It's all done by. There's one person that the biggest person to look at is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He lit the match. He lit the match, and he poured the gas on that fire. He lit the match. He literally lit the match. Yesterday, having a rally, him, his son, and Rudolph Giuliani, he led them to do this. And they were all wearing Trump flags. Even the lady who got killed, she was wearing a Trump flag. When they were breaking into that door, and the guard told them to stand back with his guns drawn, and, you know, they had guns, and they even had pipe bombs on them and Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, they were ready to raise hell.
I sent the video to Sean Black and Brother B, other woman, the vet who got shot, and some people praise her as a hero, a fallen soldier. I said, and I told this to one of my friends, well, she's a vet. I'm sorry, I'm sorry that she's there, but she.
You live
she
by
the
gun, you die by the
she
gun.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
I
didn't feel sorry.
Here are two things that are lost in this whole thing, and this is something one positive and one negative. I'll start with the negative part first. The same day that all of this insurrection stuff happened yesterday, another incident happened in Los Angeles that was just put on the news just about 3 hours ago of a 25-year-old black woman, her name is Berlinda Nebo, was surrounded by 30 or 40 Trump supporters. She was walking with her friends. This happened yesterday, walking with her friends. Friends leave her. I guess they were going home or wherever they went. This woman was surrounded by 35 or 40 flag-wearing Trump supporters. She was literally harassed, attacked, and had tear gas or mace sprayed in her eyes before somebody came out there and pulled her away from all of this stuff. That's the same day, literally the same, within the hour or two of that, the insurrection stuff started happening. Now, the reason why I say there's one thing bad, because that's part of it, then there's the one thing that good happened, is that, well, before all of this stuff happened, we were talking about, and Hot Rod and I, we had texted back and forth about this, about the Senate now having being controlled by Democrats, which is something Republicans were going to were literally scared of. And the reason why this happened is because of, you guessed it, President Trump. And everything
and
that he did,
phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, everything that Trump did to make himself look like he was cheated out of an election backfired on his own party in this sense, that he has been complaining for 2 months that he lost the election and the elections are rigged, everything is phony, I was cheated out of an election. But we have a runoff with two Senate races that determine who controls the Senate. And
mm-hmm.
he literally told his party, vote for these senators, but the election is rigged. And you know what happened? They didn't turn out the way they should have. And
exactly.
Democrats won those two seats. John Ossoff won his seat, and Reverend Raphael Warnock won his seat. And this is of note.
True.
Raphael Warnock
True,
is only the 11th African-American senator in the history of this nation. 11th. There have been more women governors. There have been more women senators. There are 43 women governors in the history of our nation. 58 women senators, only 11 black senators. That
mm-hmm.
was lost in all of this craziness that happened yesterday.
But to your point, Sean Bragg, two things. Stacey Abrams did her job very well.
No, she did.
She made
I was
it
about
happen.
To say that.
She turned that from a red state to a blue state because of her experience running for governor. And number two,
yes.
do you have a question of the release of the tape of the conversation of Donald Trump with the Secretary of State of Georgia trying to overturn the election? I'm like, the conversation happened maybe a month ago, so all out of nowhere, they decided to release it a couple of days before the election. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that conspiracy?
Oh,
but go
no,
ahead,
no,
Sean.
No.
Make your excuse for that.
I'm not going to make any excuse for anything. It wouldn't have made a difference when it was brought up. The bottom line
True.
Is,
I mean,
it was
brought up earlier. No, it did happen. I'm not questioning that. But at the same time, you know, politics is a dirty game. They use that
of course.
A couple of days prior. They couldn't. You tell me. My statement is, they could not use this a month before. They use it a couple of days prior to the election.
Here's my argument. If you really needed that to prove that the President of the United States is doing everything that he can to lie, cheat, and steal an election away, with all of the 60 or so lawsuits that went in the toilet over the last 2 months, and all of the vitriol he's been attacking fellow Republicans, people that he actually voted in as far as judges in different
counties and different states to try to overturn the election, if you needed that conversation to be leaked to realize he was trying to cheat to get this election flipped in his way, then I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you real cheeks.
Okay. And that's what Brother B. For Black Lives Matter overall, technically speaking, the protests and the riots and the looting, people was protesting and looting over anger, over the black killing, or of also social injustice, excuse me. But yesterday, protest or riot, whatever you want to call it, it was because of voter fraud, because the president told them, that he won the election. Do you see unbiased in this situation that here we are, we're fighting for equal rights and police to stop killing us, and they're making noise for a voter fraud that is not really a voter fraud, that President Trump lost fair and square?
I mean, if you're going to be brutally honest, listen, they only care about what they care about, those type of people. Those type of so-called patriot, wannabe patriot Americans, they very much have exhibited that they are not patriots. They're not what America is really about. But at the same time, you have to kind of admit Trump has done his job. He said he was making America great again, and that's exactly what he does, because in their mind, America is this freedom where they can – it's like that cowboy thing. You can go around, do what you want, shoot who you want, lawlessness, this, that, and so. Like, they don't care about that. So there's a double standard, yes, but should we be bothered by it? No, because it's nothing has changed. We've been seeing it for basically centuries now. So it's like, why are we even still wrapping ourselves or trying to wrap our minds around it? The thing is, what we need to do is just distance ourselves away from it. Like I said earlier, this is not our fight. This is on them. Let them destroy themselves, because that's exactly what they're going to do. Stay out of their fight, whether it's fake or it's not fake. This has nothing to do with us. So when it comes down to the whole Black Lives Matter thing, I mean, even though I have my reservations with that, because where was Black Lives Matter when Breonna Taylor and a few other people got shot? I mean, we still got people getting shot. What was going on with Jacob Blake? No one's coming at those cops. Or going over there making noise. So it's like, sometimes you can't pick and choose. You can, but you can't pick and choose your fights when you're trying to encompass a whole race. If you're talking about black lives, then every black lives should matter. If you can't, you shouldn't pick and choose what battle.
Okay. And she just flew in from Washington, D.C., she was out there protesting all day with the guys and everything. And now she's here to tell us all about it. Lady T, welcome to the show.
Oh,
yeah, finally you made my way out the crowd. I don't know.
Where's your t-shirt? I'm a proud girl.
Lady T is, exactly. Lady T was proud, she was proud and loud. So, what's your takeaway
about? We spoke about this, I think it was in Sean Black, correct me if I'm wrong, on the election day show or something that we did. That if he's not going to go out quietly, he's a narcissist, okay? Why do we think that something was not going to erupt? This is the perfect time for it to erupt with hopefully the Democrats could take back the Senate and so forth. They have, a good chance of it right now, right?
Well, they actually have the Senate now.
They actually did.
With the two seats in Georgia, they have the Senate now.
Okay,
yeah, they have
the Senate.
We
can't predict it yet because it might be voters' recount or something coming up on that. But I'm just saying, in general, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, why wouldn't this be a time for them to do that? They've been waiting to do it this is like perfect opportunity right here. I knew this was coming. He wasn't going to go out silent. And what this looks like from the outside looking in, as far as other countries, we look so disgraceful, so distasteful. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the American flag stands for anymore, but mm-hmm. this ain't it. This is not it, man.
Nope.
But, all these people.
But
Lady
T, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lady T.
No, I was going to say, everybody says protesting doesn't work. Obviously, it does. Because for the simple fact of what they're doing out there is showing you that certain people, the rights go for, okay? And certain people, it doesn't apply for. And we know who those certain people it doesn't apply for, because we would have been getting shot up,
of course,
stomped on mm-hmm. our necks by now. It wouldn't have been smooth sailing. Yeah. How the F did they get into
bodies.
They wouldn't even got in that far.
You know, they wouldn't even get it. They wouldn't even get close to the Capitol because if you look at it, even the way that everything was, the way everything happened yesterday, I mean, the fewer law enforcement, I mean, people just bum rushed. They broke down the whole damn gate and they came to the door. They broke windows. And, you know, you didn't see. Like, you saw some tear gas, but you saw people getting pepper sprayed. But I'm like, okay, no one was getting shot at, but okay, yes, one lady did get killed.
Because the laws don't apply for them. So, you
exactly.
know, America
that's
has
it.
A lot of work to do because you want to set out all these laws, but certain people that shows who it applies to and who the hell it doesn't right now. Are they being called thugs and this, that, the next on the
nope.
news because they're protesting? They're doing way more than protesting. They're vandalizing, and especially vandalizing the Capitol. You're not just vandalizing somebody's business or a building.
Ironically, the only person that I heard call them thugs was Biden during
yep.
his press conference when he was denouncing
Absolutely.
Everything and basically told the president to go on TV. He was the one that called those insurrectionists thugs.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. I wouldn't
on
even
second,
call them.
Guys, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I have a new caller. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Say your piece.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm listening.
Joe!
To, how you guys doing?
Joe
from Montana.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you'd be at the rally still right now in D.C.
Yeah, I was one of the people who invaded the Capitol. You didn't see me?
Yeah. Yeah, so what's your takeaway, Joe?
Well, I don't think that the people who invaded the Capitol were Trump supporters. I think the people who got
FIFA?
On the property, no. I think they were infiltrators, and then they were followed by a lot of Trump supporters who were stupid, and they just wanted to follow the crowd. When it came down time for the protection of the Capitol, the D.C. mayor didn't do her job. She called out the National Guard in preparation for it, but she didn't employ them. The guardrails weren't set up so that they could prevent it. I think they anticipated it and wanted it to happen. Trump supporters usually... Now, certainly historically in the past year, they've not been the ones who have been burning down the buildings. And in terms of condemning them, all the conservative talk show hosts have condemned them. They said that they were thugs. They said they didn't do the right thing. And that the police should have, if they killed any more, that would have been within their rights. To me, it's suspicious how these people got so far into the Capitol where they could get into the chambers of the House.
Exactly. That's
so, Joe.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So,
make a
so
point
Joe.
Real quick?
Go ahead, Brother B.
So, a couple of, I don't know if you keep up with events in New York. So, maybe about a couple of months ago, there was a situation down by 26 Federal Plaza where they had some protesters that kind of like bomb rushed the front of one of the entrances,
mm-hmm.
26 Federal Plaza. So, of course, they, put the guard that was, they put her on blast because she had pulled her gun out at the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was mixed comments on that. But actually what she did was technically what she was supposed to do. once you, but the reason why I didn't even go that far because they did not breach. They may have gotten part of the building, but they did not breach. This was a full breach. And you're trying to tell me only four people were shot or whatever, or one person was only shot? Like I said, it's a fishy situation because once it's a federal, it's a government facility. Once you breach, it's a wrap for you and anybody else. So there's no way in the world anyone can ever try to make me understand why more people, I mean, not like I'm looking for bloodshed, but why there wasn't more.
No, I agree with you 100%, Brother B, and that's what we all asked yesterday. Where are the gunshots yesterday? If you enter a federal building, where are they? Where are the World War Builders? Where are the fire hose?
Exactly.
Where's something, you know? But, Sean, anything you'd like to say before I go to the next caller?
No, for right now, you can go on ahead.
Okay. Caller 314, you're on the air.
Yeah, that building belongs to the people, really.
Okay,
and I've seen cases where citizens have walked in on the floor of Congress and other bodies that even in the state legislative body. You know, I'm here in between Missouri and the South. And yes, now the majority of the people that were there, Asian Americans, the Korean Americans, and Vietnamese Americans and Black Americans that you didn't see, they weren't there to engage in that sort of activity. But what you did have, you had some people to infiltrate, and that was their sole purpose. We've seen it played out in the street in this spring and also this summer of 2000. And that's their goal. Now, I'm against that type of activity. I wouldn't have no problem with a peaceful walking into the chambers and making your statement because people have done that. Hey, the Black Panthers done that back way in the day, and other groups have too. But the violence in that, I'm totally against. And people say, even if it wasn't Trump, the president could have been Mickey Mouse. What you have is an attack on the United States Constitution as it applies to ballots and voting. And you know the old saying, all these people can't be lying that's saying what they say. We've heard people talk about COINTELPRO, infiltration, and so on into organizations, especially Black organizations. People say, oh, man, come on. But what you have here with these ballots and what people have sworn testimony, all these people cannot be lying. And when you have the proof in a particular state, it's the people of the state that's supposed to go to their legislative body and say, you got to straighten this out. But they're not doing it. It says so in the Constitution. And when they go to the courts, and if they haven't done that process, the courts is going to send it back and say, you got to go through the process, a due process.
I think the census is already done with the recounts, but on this show, the same thing applies. Everybody can't be lying. I don't know what that meant, really, brother. If you could just explain that, because the votes have been counted, they did the recount, they did the process that they needed to do. Where is the lie?
Oh, I can explain it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you know what I mean. What's mean? Yeah, they counted the votes over, but what's asked is that count the legal votes, because there's much evidence that there was illegal votes, like in Pennsylvania, for instance.
Oh, my goodness. Here
like
we go,
Pennsylvania,
again.
For instance, where there was a special way that things that they weren't supposed to do with mail-in ballots, but they did, and they went against the Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Speaker. Mm-hmm. But look, wait a minute. Let's
okay.
put it like this.
I understood what you said. I just want to say something, even on that, by, you know, the comment of the caller is respected. You know, everybody has their opinion and things like that. At this time, what I'm looking at right now and I'm taking away from this, certain things need to be updated, certain laws, certain constitutional rights maybe needed to be updated. We're in 2021 already, and a lot of nonsense has been going on. So if people can't see that certain things need to be updated already.
I agree with you.
the centuries, decades that we've been through already, we can't stand like this. That's what that shows to me.
You know one thing that needs to be done. I'm just gonna take.
Hold on, call. I have other people. I'm sorry. So the first man special quickly. What do you like to say?
I was gonna say that. I'm sorry.
I'm
gonna hang up.
I just want to say I condemn what happened yesterday. I mean, I don't know where the National Guard was. Where was the police presence? I mean, there is no way any of these idiots, or I'm going to call them animals because that's what they are. I don't care what color they are. White, black, Chinese, Asian, whatever, they're freaking animals. And they had no business doing what they did yesterday, breaking into the Capitol, putting people's lives at risk. Now, granted, a lot of these politicians, they are no way any angels. They're not. But that doesn't mean that these animals come in to do what they were trying to do. And the stupid mayor, why the hell didn't he deploy the National Guard when he was anticipating something like this?
She was obviously scared, more concerned about her job and the backlash that she would get. You can tell that.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think is going to happen now? Because she didn't do her job. Like,
she won't get reelected next time.
Yeah,
that's all.
She won't be reelected.
Still going to be backlash.
People are going to remember this.
She can handle
this
backlash.
Well, in D.C., she'll
right,
be elected.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Joe, anything like to add on? We'll have another caller.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'd say that she did do a job. She was probably told to call to stand down from the governor, and she told the police to stand down. She did, as this new caller was saying. She had, and as I had said, she had employed all of this a week, if not weeks, days before the rally, but she didn't use them. Why?
It's in her jurisdiction is not the National Guard, which people don't understand.
Exactly.
Her jurisdiction is the local police, which she didn't get enough of, and the National Guard is supposed to be called in by the president.
The governor.
The president.
The governor.
Well, the governor
president.
First.
The
governor.
The president.
The governor or the president,
governor first?
Which didn't do any of until after the fact.
No. The National Guard was in readiness before the election. They knew about the rally, rather. And they were supposedly in preparation. And I think they were deployed there, too. I may be wrong about that, though.
Okay.
Yeah, the governor, like during Katrina, the governor has to ask for the help from the federal government. Now, the National Guard is under the auspices of the commander-in-chief, which is the president. But normally, and now if it's a federal building, yeah, the president can send them in there. But we talk about other things, then it has to be a request. And the D.C. police have no authority inside that building. That's a federal building. That's why they got federal,
federal
police.
But they were outside the federal building, right? Wasn't the police outside the federal building?
Well, the man that shot the woman was inside, and they say he was plain clothes and worked for the D.C. police, but
it
I don't know.
It was Secret Service. I heard it was Secret Service, but then again, we will get all different type of reports. We may never know what really happened inside. But 434, you on the air? What you like to say?
Hey, I have to say it's really sad what happened in D.C. And my name's Khalil, by the way.
Hello, Khalil. Where are you calling from?
Hey,
Charlottesville, Virginia.
All right.
Okay,
thank
you,
Khalil.
Pretty good. It's really sad what happened in D.C., and I kind of wish that people didn't really storm the Capitol, and I kind of wish that, you know, things happened to where no one lost their life, even the people I disagreed with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like some people are just not afraid of authority like, you know, I would be. You know, even if I'm in the right, you know, certain things will keep me from challenging authority.
Agree. But at the same time, do you see yourself putting yourself on the line, you know, knowing that, you know, there's an armed guard pointing a gun at you?
No. I can't see myself doing anything crazy like that, knowing that they're pointing a gun at me.
To be honest with you, in situations like
go
that,
ahead, Brother Beast.
people, they feel you can't shoot all of us. I've seen it before. I've heard it before. And it's a really crazy thing, way to think. But
yeah,
people are that passionate about what they really believe in. And it's obvious what you saw, what we all saw yesterday. These people, either they were good-ass actors or they were just extremely passionate about what they believe in, and they were determined. When somebody, it's just like insurgents. You know what I'm saying? When somebody is willing to give their life for their cause or they're that passionate, there's nothing you can do to stop them. So once again, you can't shoot all of us.
That's one way of looking at it. But, Sean, let me ask all of you guys a question. When you take a look at the videos of what happened during the summer when Black Lives Matter were around and the police were there, weren't the protesters inches away from the police, daring them to start trouble? It wasn't because they were passionate. Well, they were passionate, but it's because they knew nothing was going to happen to them. The stand-down orders came in Portland and Seattle. Don't forget, the mayor said it was going to be a summer of love.
And look at the cases in New York where people would come up behind police officers walking beats and dump them with buckets of water. And the man says, you can't shoot all of us. That means a person of an attitude that represent a group that's there to do just that. So that does not encompass the whole participants in the march who was not with that type of mentality. And one other thing, the gentleman said something, he would have been scared to challenge that authority. Well, here's the point today. You got people and young people that don't respect authority. They don't respect authority at home, at school, and then it plays out in the streets.
Well, you know why? I'm going to tell you why. You know, but real quick, I'm going to tell you why they don't respect authority. Because the authority is not respecting life. They're not respecting people. Listen, you know that saying, crime pays? Well, it does. But you wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't have a job if it didn't. So the whole thing is this. Other people, you don't always have to make your point or make your dollar off the back of people who are not doing things, you know, criminal activity all the time.
Okay, with
so
7 minutes left.
That's where the hatred comes from.
With 7 minutes left, Lady T, anything like to add on?
Nope.
Me?
I think that's about everything.
Yeah. Okay. Did that go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I remember I was at the presidential rally at, I don't know if I've talked about this. I don't know if I've been on your show before. I was at a presidential rally in Charlottesville, and one of the people was telling me to sit down. And I was saying, you know, only reason I didn't sit down is because I didn't know that the person was an undercover cop and because Obama wasn't there. Had it been either a person, had I known the person was an undercover cop, or had the person, had there been an event where they was, where had Obama been there and people I needed to see, I would have sat down. But I was told that the only people in that situation, when you're at a rally like a presidential rally, especially in public, that can tell you to sit down are the people that are the police officers and the people that are organizing the rally. But if you're just a civilian and you don't, and the president's not there yet, and they tell you to sit down, they can't really do that unless they're the president or a person that runs the rally.
So here's a question for you. Are you a Trump supporter?
Not necessary. Not really.
Not really? Why do you say not really? I'm like, I'm not attacking you. I just like to know. I'm like, basically, what he did yesterday, do you commend for what he did yesterday? Do you think he really started off the rally, in your opinion?
What? I couldn't hear you.
Do you think he really started off that rally yesterday, in your opinion?
I didn't listen to it, but I didn't listen to what he said, but I'm not a Trump supporter because there are a lot of things I believe in that Trump doesn't believe in. But but basically, I know like I vote for some Republicans, like moderate Republicans, and I would vote for a libertarian.
Oh, so you're a Republican. So you're a Republican, but you're not a Trump supporter necessarily, you're saying?
Not necessarily a Republican, but I vote mainly like Democrat and Independent. But I would vote for a Republican over a Democrat if the Republican was doing much more than a Democrat was doing. So it depends on who. What
he's an issue crit.
Hotline, can I say something very, very quickly?
Go ahead.
I don't think it matters if you're a Republican and you're not a Trump supporter. It means nothing. Trump, to me, is in a class all by himself. And one thing that I look at right now, America looks like they're in fear. And I'm going to say it because they look like they're in fear. You're in fear because Biden and a female is about to be president and vice president. Like, get over it and go up for election next time. You have another chance to run a second time. Like, get over it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Can I answer that question you asked the young man?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm a grandfather. I've seen presidents since actually Eisenhower when I was a kid. I voted for Trump because of the issues. He shared issues of my value and the interest that applies to myself and also my family. Issues like tax reform, issues like school choice where a parent can put their child where they want them to be and let the money follow them because they may be coming from a disadvantaged situation. I was for the trade and also the Second Amendment rights. So he was speaking on things that I have heard other conservatives, even Democratic conservatives, talk about, and I support it. But in one package and at the level of president, I never heard him talk, everyone speak on those issues like he did.
Okay. And Joel from Montana, anything you'd like to add on?
No, I'm a Trump supporter, but not a Trump cultist. As long as he keeps doing policies that affect me in the way that I want to be affected, protect my civil liberties, what the other caller did not mention, which I can't say I'm sure of, but I feel pretty sure that he's for, would be immigration. I don't want people coming into this country from other countries when we have over 105 million people prior to the pandemic being out of work. People who are born to your country, their country, our country, my country, have the first bite of the apple. And other people, foreigners, do not belong here.
Okay. And Sean, last word.
A lot to ingest. It's going to be, I thought last year was going to be hard based on what we saw. It looks like this is just the beginning of another long year. We have way too much racial strife. We have way too many issues with class as far as rich people wanting things and keeping poor people from getting to that same situation. There are a lot of laws on the docket that doesn't seem to help the middle class. The middle class almost doesn't seem to exist anymore. And what we're seeing now is that there are so many combustible elements that have happened that have been stoked, whether people want to realize it or admit it or not, by this president, has stoked so many different emotions in so many different people, in so many different classes. And the residue of those actions are going to be felt in this country for a very long time. It was already here before he got into office, but what he did was highlight things that were already here. He played on those, and as we see, the chaos that has happened is a direct result of what he played off of those fears and those emotions of people that were already feeling that way, that felt emboldened to open up and say those exact same things that he was able to play off of.
All right, and Phil, 30 seconds.
I really got nothing else more to say, but like I said, I just condemned what happened yesterday, and it shouldn't have happened. I mean, I just pray that Biden and – I just pray that when they're sworn in, that Biden and Harris know what they're – Biden and Kamala Harris know what they're doing and – get this country back on track. That's the
right,
only thing I can
callers.
Say.
To all the callers, Lady T, K-Dog, Joe, still, I'm sorry, I forgot everybody. Thank you all. Have a good night. Be safe. Stay healthy. God bless. Take care.
Everybody,
thank
you. God bless you guys.
Peace out. Be safe.
Take care.
Be safe.
Thank you.